Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in the studio, the new studio, by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How are you doing?
Doing good. Loving the new place. Big changes, big things coming, you know, big things coming. It's funny, one of our Iron Circle members, she talks about all the time about how she can't stand how people like post about what they're gonna do. Just do the thing and then tell everybody.
Yeah.
Let your actions speak. And there's some psychological dopamine hits. Like when you tell somebody you're gonna do something, you already like, your body believes you've already accomplished it. You get this dopamine, like you've proven it, and then you just don't go do it.
There's psychology around that about, it's like taking your goals public.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing if you say you're going to do something to yourself or you plan on doing something, but if you put it out there, you innately know other people are watching, other people are waiting for you to make that change or transition or make it happen.
But it actually like works against you in a lot of ways.
It could.
Because you've kind of like, I did it. I posted it.
Oh, I got you.
So therefore it's already completed.
So
anyways, big things coming. good show for you guys today, guys. You're going to be seeing some changes coming up here. I'm just going to keep talking about it until it's official. Gymbusinesscoach.com is our URL. That's our domain. That's what our business name is going to be. ProFit Marketing Solutions, kind of still here for the time being, but eventually we're going to move it. And I'm going to have a whole presentation on why we're doing this. It's going to make a ton of sense for you guys. But going into this episode, guys, we got to talk about when times get tough in this business, how does a gym owner stay motivated? And it comes down to like, you know, what was the reason you started the business for, little buddy, right?
Yeah.
Like that was... That's kind of like the go-to, like, what's your why, right? Let's talk a little bit deeper on that for a second, because this was a huge topic in our Springboard coaching program. Everybody, like, it's pretty unfortunate sometimes when you hear that gym owners don't pay themselves, they haven't paid themselves for years, or they're only paying themselves like 10 or 20 grand total for the year, and all their coaches are getting paid and their employees are getting paid, and you know, and they're just living life with no huge upside. And it's kind of like, well, what are you doing this for?
Yeah.
What's the point here? Because when you zoom out for a second, owning a gym isn't like a one-year job. It's a decade or two decade or even a lifelong endeavor. It needs to be worth it. I mean, you're risking so much to open a gym. You're putting your personal guarantees out there. Nights, weekends go away. You constantly think about the gym, the operations, and then not to get a return on that. Like, but everybody else is. It's going to be. You're going to start to resent your business very quickly, and when you get to that point, you know you've kind of like you got to make a change.
Yeah.
You got to make a change to get excited about your business again, because I've been in this position where things were good and it was just like, you know, ho-hum. I remember, probably before we did this rebrand, it was like, cool, gym's going great. It doesn't cause me a lot of stress, but I'm not real excited about it. I mean, I don't really go in there anymore because not that I avoid it, but I'm not excited to go there.
Sure.
And I used to be, excited to get up and go talk to the members, and everybody listening to this episode is probably like, yeah, I remember those days.
Gone through that, yeah.
And then you get to a point where either things are really, really good or really, really bad, or just, you know, there's no like growth anymore. And you start to like, what's the point here?
Yeah.
You're not making tons of money. There's no like big mission going on. It's the same clients. You sign up five, you lose five. It's like you're at this equilibrium point, and then you're like, "What's the point?" So really, that's when you got to dig deep. And this was a conversation that was happening on the Voxer channel. Like, why did you start this? And almost everybody, and this even in our Iron Circle group, almost everybody started or is in the business to help people.
Yeah.
There was no financial, gain talk. There was no freedom talk. It was like my sister was overweight. My dad passed away from diabetes. I want to help people. I'm here on a mission. I know what health and fitness feels like, and I just can't stand seeing people not healthy, and I want to help them. And that's probably the right reason to open a gym.
That's great. I mean, we know that the industry and gym owners in general are that altruistic type belief. They have that altruistic belief. Nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, I think to your point, like when things get hard, it is really easy to have resentment when you're not getting something in return. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important to paint a picture of like the premise of business. And we've talked as long as this podcast has existed about owner benefit. It's not a bad thing for you as the gym owner to win along the way. Damn. And I don't know what it is about being that altruistic individual where you're willing to do things and put yourself in positions and put yourself last type of thing just to get by. And when things get really hard, if you don't have something to lean on, if you don't have something, you were able to, let's hope that you were able to put, Christmas presents under the tree for your kids, or, your kid wanted to go join a sports program and you had the funds to be able to go support that, or you're able to take the vacation and have the memories and all of that type of stuff. You don't start a business or that you create a job that you work every single day without something in return.
Right.
And it's almost weird, but I think that there's something in it when you as the owner have the ability to have that vacation or to be able to do something for your family that hasn't always been that way, mm-hmm. where it reinvigorates that fire, mm-hmm. right? Imagine being like if your business was a charity and you didn't have to worry about that being the thing that fed your family or, kept food on the table, then by all means. But that's not the business. The business is designed, a business's premise is to turn a profit, mm-hmm. give the owner a benefit. Like at some point, and this is where when you're opening up that gym, you have to have the forethought of like, am I turning this into a cash flowing opportunity where my bills are paid and my team's mm-hmm. covered and things are good and we can continue on that trend? Or do you get to a certain point where you're like, hey, my decision is I want to build this to a certain point and then there's an exit goal. Like I want to be able to sell this. But left or right, like you should have one of those two thoughts in mind as the reason, leading reason for why you decided to start the business in the first place.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is that doesn't cross your mind mm-hmm. When you're opening the doors. You're so excited. You're talking about marketing and grand opening and you have no long-term look at like, 3, 5, 10 years, this is what this gym needs to look like in order for me to be fulfilled. And that's the tough part because most gym owners are trainers first and they're great at their craft and they just know that like, hey, if I'm good at what I do, the next kind of logical step is to open a gym, help more people, get some coaches working in this operation. And this is just going to be a great community, right? It's about as far as the thought process goes. Yeah. It's like, get. And
imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
You know, what's different for me was I wasn't a trainer first, and I looked at this as a business first, and always a business first. And that's what's benefited me, because I never built myself into the day-to-day operations. I did things when I had to, or because there was nobody else to do it. I didn't have the money.
Sure.
I'm going to do a ton of stuff to get us to a point where then I can then replace myself. And you know, it's funny. We just, talking with Zach here, he's the fitness director for the last, 7 years at least. And I told him by the end of the year, you need to replace yourself. That was the mission. And say that, but that's so interesting, because like gym owners, they don't replace themselves.
Yeah.
They actually build themselves deeper into the operations and make themselves more needed at the gym for it to run. And they become more self-employed and more of a job. And then they don't even pay themselves most of the time. So how do we fix that? That's really what you're listening for this for. Like, how do I get out of that mindset? How do I get out of that hole? Like, here's what I would tell you. You need to be excited about something. And sometimes that means making a giant change in your gym, a rebrand, changing your model, remodeling it, like something, repainting it.
Yeah.
Like they're freshening changing your color. Like there's a lot of reasons not to do those things, but there's a lot of reasons too. And those reasons get you out of bed without your alarm going off, and you're in the shower and you can't wait to get out the door and go to your, we call it headquarters, go to headquarters and get the day started. And if you don't have that fire right now, this is sometimes the thing that you need to do. Is for us, when we remodeled this place, man, I couldn't wait to get in here.
Yeah.
It was like, man, this is what it felt like when I first opened the gym. But, you know, a decade later, you kind of just like settle in and you're just not excited anymore. And it's natural. It's right. It's natural to be that way. So when we remodeled, the model changed, the pricing changed, the delivery changed, the equipment changed, everything. Not to mention, I enjoy like the build outside of it and the design and everything. After it was done and built, like I couldn't wait to get in here, talk to people, check this out, play with the equipment and stuff. And then we grew exponentially because the owner, me, was so excited to kind of push this train forward.
It kind of reminds me
that's what you need to do.
It reminds me of like, you know, getting that new vehicle. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a new car and you're washing it every week, you know, the interior is spotless. And then all of a sudden you're driving it for 2 years, going to work every day. And you're like, it's the last thing on the list. You know, you just take it for granted. It's there. It does what it does. It gets you from A to B. But if the next thing came along, reinvigorate that fire, give you, and projects are a good thing for that, right? Maybe to your point, I mean, there's a million things you could do in the business to do that. The model, maybe it's even if you got the model that's really done well, maybe it's just applying some attention to programming or bringing in some tech, you know, and leveling up things with KinoTech or some of the things that we've, even data tracking through an InBody or things like that. Like, what are the things that's going to keep you invigorated, re-excited, light that fire again?
You know, it's interesting. Like we have 702 episodes.
Yeah.
And we've done 702 episodes in that other office over there, in that other podcast studio. But we built this.
Yep.
Why did we build this? Well, not that it was boring or it was failing. It was just like, let's do something new, get you fired up. Now I'm excited to come in here and sit down in these new chairs and look at the lighting and do all this stuff. And it's like, maybe that's what you need to do with your gym. And it could be just a remodel.
Sure.
Or it could just be, let's swap the gym equipment. Or, you know what, we've been meaning to get that piece of equipment. And now that we got it, we can move and kind of shift things in the gym and make it, you know, flow better.
Yeah.
And then the clients come in, they're all excited. They're like, oh my gosh, right? You need that stuff. And so like, that's the fix.
Mm-hmm.
Is your model exciting anymore? Is it a large group training model? Like, what if you changed to semi-private and you went all in for 2026 and you couldn't wait to get in there and your business started growing again and you started getting more clients because this was a new offering in the market that nobody else had. And we kind of like changed the model a little bit. We added some racks and all that. So imagine that. Maybe that's what you need.
There you go.
I mean, sometimes that is. For me, the remodel here was everything.
Yeah.
And that was a point, you know, obviously it was COVID and all this stuff. Obviously it was just kind of a weird time in the fitness industry, but we came out of that explosive growth, unlike any other time other than our grand opening. It was like a new grand opening.
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, I know there's a lot of work that goes into a grand opening, but if you, we actually had an episode, I don't even remember, it was probably in the 400s at this point, where I talked about things that could create explosive growth. And I said, the one that I'm going to mention here is going to take a lot of balls, big cojones to do, but it's a rebrand.
Yeah.
And I said, our friend Frank Nash had just done it, from Frank Nash Training Systems to Stronger. North Point Personal Training switched to Alloy, and they had a relaunch. And our friend Burnier Fitness down Jared Hobbs down in Australia, he changed his model. And coming out of those rebrands and the name change and the model change, the explosive growth, three times that happened, I said, let's do it. We had explosive growth here four times. So think about that for a second. I mean, it's not a small undertaking. It takes giant balls to do.
Well, and something that should be said there is, you know, when it comes to having a brand, you know, you create loyalty in the marketplace. You're known for something. Mm-hmm. Are you still that? Right? Do you still hold those values? Have you changed something about that no longer, that maybe you need to put the brand to bed and bring something else in? I think that there's a caveat, right? Like, everybody wish that we could have that legacy brand. You could become the Coca-Cola of fitness in your area type of thing. But is that really what's taking place? Like, I'm thinking of some of the brands that we know that have been around forever that are known for what they've done for 30 years that could probably actually benefit from a rebrand because they're no longer the business that they were 30 years ago.
Well, there's a lot of reasons to rebrand, but I'm thinking just as a gym in general, if this is interesting, this is really interesting. Actually, this is something to really consider. If you've had a brand in the market for, let's call it 10 years, and somebody's lived in your neighborhood for 10 years and they've driven past your door 10 years straight and haven't come in, what's going to change for that person to have them come in?
Yeah, exactly.
But a rebrand or a remodel or just even a new logo, same name. Oh, what's this? I should go try that out. That's a reason for somebody to come in. The funniest thing was we had clients that had left Pulse Fitness 4 or 5 years prior to our rebrand to Legacy Personal Training. Those people came back in, not because they hated Pulse Fitness, but it was like, oh, well, let me check out. Let me try something new. And they get in here and they find out it's the same people. Yeah. It's not like they turned around and didn't join. They joined. There's like, cool. I just needed a reason. I needed a reason to do it. And I don't know if that's even a strategy that's discussed other than here. Like, I don't know if anybody's got a growth strategy that includes a rebranding. I mean, I guess Marcus Lemonis and you watch The Profit and those things, they do rebrands.
Yeah.
So I guess it is, but like in the fitness industry, that's scary as hell.
Well, it is, but I think that goes back to what I was like trying to say there is like, if your name is synonymous with your area, but the name isn't consistently bringing people in, the brand isn't worth, like we put too much emphasis on brand equity,
right.
Is what I'm getting at, right? Like yes, it is. We associate it with being your baby in the business and all of that type of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's the lipstick on a pig. Like if you did a rebrand, if you changed the color of the walls and you just brought something new to the marketplace, the whole premise of that name in the first place and the brand that you're trying to create is to bring people in the door. And if that stops doing it for you, that is probably, and it's a difficult way, but still probably one of the easier ways of going without closing the doors and opening up a whole new business. It's probably one of the, again, easier.
Well, we have to define what a rebrand is, but yeah, I guess at the end of the day, it's an option, but it creates massive excitement for the owner and a new buy-in for the staff and the team that gets people excited to show up and work and do a great job. Because just like anything else, like you said, your truck or whatever, it's like it gets old and it's like, what else is going on, right? I'm not interested today, right? And so what I'm trying to give those gym owners that fire again, like the fire to show up and do the hard work instead of mailing it in or, nah, I don't feel like going in today or whatever. And for me, it was the change. It was everything. Now I'm super pumped to be in here, and you know, clients love it. And it's funny because we did get a whole slew of new people that had never been in, or they just never knew we were here until the name changed, or just a new color. It's like, when did you guys, what's going on in here?
Oh, look, new gym in the area.
Yeah.
That's been here for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but back to your, like, you know, things that you can do. The rebrand obviously is one of them. I think it all goes back to kind of forcing something, putting something on the calendar, making a decision to whether it's a rebrand, whether it's plan that family vacation. Make put a date on the calendar for 2026 to where your fitness director is taking over the role that you're in, right? Like if nothing changes, nothing changes. Mm-hmm. And I think that forcing the calendar
is a
good way of saying, all right, now this is real. One of the things about setting goals is if it's not dated with a date of completion and it's not, I would say, public or shared, it's really just a dream, right? Like it's something that you bounce around in your head. If you do it, great. If you don't, nobody knows.
Nobody's
gonna
ask
you're not letting anyone down. But if you have something like that where, okay, by, you know, June of next year, we're a semi-private gym, then we're not doing that already, right? Cool. We've got the game plan. Work towards it. You've got something, because again, you're setting that goal. That's something that you're working towards. It reinvigorates the reason that you're doing the work on a daily basis. But I think forcing the calendar is a good way of going about that.
Yeah, that is a good one. I like the vacation. I like the role change, the model change.
Yeah, look at your life. I mean, like, stuff. You know, if you don't have, if you've been unable to do those things, or you haven't decided to do those things for X number of reasons or whatever reason, if that's what you believe is the direction you have to go, then make it real.
Let's go. Put something on that calendar, guys. Put the June 25th through 27th. You're going to Scottsdale, Arizona for the Grow Summit.
By the Grow Summit.
That's when that's the vacation you're taking. Yeah. You're going to come out here and see us. We'll probably do something that week here in the studio, I'm guessing, with some folks coming in town. But yeah, guys, our Grow Summit's coming up. Make that one of the biggest events that you go to every year. We've got a great following. People come every year and they just can't wait for it. And it's a good reason to get out of the gym. And you're still working on your business, but you know what? Enjoy Scottsdale, enjoy Arizona, and make it a thing. Guys, hopefully that helps you get a little bit of fire back. We gave you a couple ideas. Check out the show notes if you need any links to get a hold of us. But that's it for this episode, guys. Go kill it. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right, thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.